Text numéro 65. More legs, more flavour. A mass of European house crickets clings to a maze of cardboard in a tent about the size of a minivan. They are inside their new home, an abandoned warehouse in Youngstown, Ohio, where they will prosper until being killed, ground into flour and baked into cookies and tortilla chips. These are the first insects in the US to be farmed for human consumption. The company running the warehouse is working with insect food startup Six Foods in Boston, who will make the cricket chips and cookies. They are among many adventurous eaters hoping to carve out a niche for a protein-rich, environmentally friendly food source that could transform the modern diet. The founders of Six Foods plan to get around the yuck factor with insect-based foods that don't look like the creepy crawlies they came from. Their cricket flour is about 70% protein by weight. The idea is to blend it into recipes for chips and cookies alongside the other typical ingredients. The foods come out looking and tasting like things people are already used to eating, only with a boost in nutritional value. The environmental benefits are hard to ignore. A United Nations report released last year showed that farmed insects can provide dietary protein far more efficiently than most livestock. It takes 10 kilograms of feed to get a kilogram of beef, for example, but only 1.7 kilograms of feed is needed to produce a kilogram of cricket. Pound for pound, insect farming emits 1% of the greenhouse gases that raising ruminants like cows and sheep does, and it requires far less water. There is more to farming and selling edible insects than making them less icky, however. Information about the parasites and pathogens that may affect insect farms is lacking. The US Department of Agriculture says it doesn't know of any relevant legislation that covers the production of insects as human food, which makes farming them a risky business. This results in some legal quirks. You're not allowed to slaughter your animal on the farm, says an entomologist. Because insects are animals, they are subject to the same legislation. You need a separate slaughterhouse, which is totally crazy. Until now, insects for human consumption in the US have been purchased from companies that breed them to be sold as pet food. But it is hard to ensure that the entire supply chain is safe for human consumption, as it isn't subject to the same level of scrutiny as food destined for people. This means there is a lack of transparency as to what the insects are being fed. Adapted from New Scientist, June 2014.